chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That section.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
Added that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
It.
You can be my
new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I don't know how the show's going to go on today. The finger that I use to slide, like, your microphones, turn them on and turn the music up and down and stuff, I have a splinter in that finger.
Oh, no, there's an injury. Oh, we should just go home.
Workers' comp.
What happened?
What happened, she says. I was trying to put together Dean got a soccer goal, and this is a metal splinter, so it's even worse.
Ooh.
Like, I was sliding the net over the metal, you know, and I was like, ow! So my brother was helping me, so, like, 10 seconds later, I hear my brother go, ow! And we both got metal splinters.
Do those, you know how, like, a wooden splinter will just make its way out? Will a metal splinter make its way out?
I thought so. I thought I got it.
You need to go take a bath.
Yeah.
And, like, get your skin soft.
Yeah, I went over yesterday. I went over and I started using, like, the end of a scissor to try and get it out.
Oh,
and Dean's like, what are you doing? And I didn't want to show
him.
What?
That just sounds like an awful idea.
But you have to open the skin to get it out.
Okay.
You know.
Might as well just took a knife.
Did you sanitize that?
I didn't have
pair
a knife.
Of scissors?
No. Negative.
Of course you didn't.
We're in the jungle, baby. I ain't got time for that.
In the wax hall.
Yeah. We in the hall. How's everybody doing? You had a good weekend?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I could not get to sleep last night. Like, my body was not tired.
I sent a text message at about, what time was that? 9:15. And Roy responded, and I thought my first thought was, uh-oh.
I mean,
he's
I just,
awake.
I wasn't tired.
Yeah.
And I was hot. I was up, man. I was just up. I read a lot of articles, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you educate yourself on last night?
Oh, I mean, a rabbit hole of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts with, like, you know, the volcano things going on in Hawaii.
Yeah, and they don't know, like, the scientists can't predict the length of volcanoes.
Yeah.
Right? So they're like, it could be 2 days, 2 hours, 2 months.
They don't know what's going on, which is so fascinating.
It's crazy to me how close people are getting to the eruption site.
Right. It's so dangerous. Which then led me to click a thing about how a woman in Rhode Island was on a beach and she was magically, like, the sand exploded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of remember that story, yeah.
And how, like, the scientist still hasn't figured it out. There was no bomb. There was no lightning, but, like, the sand exploded.
Did she die?
No, she got minor injuries.
Okay.
But, like, and so I was reading that.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
How you know, you start clicking on things.
Yeah.
And they're like, they still don't know. And I'm like, what? How do you still not know? And then it ended with, what if there was a government coup? How the, you know, and it was a whole spiral of articles last night. Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk to Roy coming up here in just a little bit, like 30 minutes. He's making a life-changing decision.
Oh, maybe.
Well, maybe. Yeah, well, you're making the decision.
Yeah, I'm in the thought process.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. Okay. He just has to get his boyfriend to get on board with it. What about you, Loren? How was your weekend?
Good. I think I ruined somebody's date on Friday.
Yeah, we need to get into that for sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's get a Monday song in, and then let's come back and we'll talk about why Loren almost ruined someone's date.
Oh, no, it wasn't almost. I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. It's a Monday show, a Monday song for you to get you in the mood from the MRL show. It's a little blurry.
Talking about a girl with my name, saying that I heard you, but I still.
I could have really liked you. I bet that's why I keep on thinking about your shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down. So I poured it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
Subliminally played that so that you would have us on your mind.
Yep.
Subliminally.
Because you're on our mind.
Yeah, always. So it is the MRL Morning Show. Huge announcement just after 7, like probably around 7:05 this morning. Loren said it best over the weekend. She said this is something that has never been done in Charlotte radio before, and we're doing it. So we're really excited for you guys to hear that announcement, and I think it's something that benefits everybody.
Yep.
So we'll get into that. So what happened to you, Loren? You went out was it a solo thing? Were you on a date? What happened when you ruined someone's date?
Well, my mom was in town, and she helped me with cash all last week. So I wanted to take her out Friday night after Dallas got home.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we went to Merchant Trade, had a couple cocktails, and then we were going to go to the movies afterwards. Mm-hmm. And of course, the closest movie theater to Merchant Trade is Studio Movie Grill.
At the Epicenter.
Yes. Yeah, Epicenter. Design flaw, they don't sell like mandatory seats. Like, hey, if you're buying two tickets, you can't buy the middle two seats in that four.
Right. I know, like AMC does. You can actually pick your seats, but at some of
those, you can either sit inside or outside if you're a couple. You can't take the two in the middle and then leave the singles on the outside, right?
Right.
So design flaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the movie's sold out. Now, against my better judgment, I went to go see Avengers.
Oh,
against my better judgment. You guys know I'm not into superhero
stuff. Was it Friday opening night?
No, it was second week, right? Yeah,
either way, it was huge.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to see it the third and fourth time at that point.
Yeah, for sure. So the movie theater is sold out, and there's only seats available on the outside. So the guy says to me, he's like, just buy the outside seats and go in and ask whoever's sitting on the inside to move down one, and then you guys can sit together.
Okay. All right, guy. You know, how about you do that?
Right. So you have the flashlight.
Yeah. So he also says to me that if whoever you're sitting next to decides not to do it, just come back and I'll refund your ticket. I'm like, well, that's not an option.
Yeah.
So I'm already committed. So I walk in, and this guy and this woman are clearly on a date. And I asked him really nicely. I was like, hey, do y'all mind moving down? You know, we want to sit together and there's only, you know, so many seats. But if, you know, you guys can either both sit next to somebody or just one of you can sit next to somebody, basically. And the guy's like, yeah, I'd rather not. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what came next was even more awesome.
Hold on a second. You would have said the same. You would have had the same response.
No, I wouldn't have.
Really?
Honest to God, I wouldn't have. I would have happily moved down. Now I would have made Dallas sit on the outside next to the other person, but I would have happily moved down.
So you're telling me that there's like two people, an empty seat.
There's an empty seat, two people, and then another empty seat.
Yeah, so what's the big deal for them to move down?
Exactly.
I get it.
Right, you're just moving a domino over one. Got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, well, we're about to crash your date then, so if you don't mind passing food back and forth, I'm all set. So I go and
that's
I sit
what you
on,
said?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I instead of going around them to go and sit on the other aisle, I go right through them.
Oh, that's great.
I sit down.
So you are on one side, your mom's on the other side of them.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, this is great.
I'm going to reenact
you
this for you, okay?
You are facing the wrath of Rand. The decision you just made will have lasting effects.
Let me reenact this for you now. Hey, Mom, do you want a burger?
Oh, it's so good.
I think I want a Diet Coke.
Oh, it's so good.
No, no, they're a Coke place. They don't have Pepsi. Popcorn or dessert.
And you're just trying to be obnoxious at this point.
100%. Yeah. I'm ruining this experience for everyone around me, okay? Not only these two, but everyone around me.
But they earned it.
Well, then, about 2 minutes into it, after we've, like, all ordered our drinks and we've been shouting back and forth, the movie hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
The guy's like, you know what? I'm sorry. I was being a jerk.
You think?
Are you serious?
Yes. I'll change spots with you.
You broke him down.
I did.
Amazing.
That's so
amazing.
Good.
Take a bow, Lorraine.
So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's such a good story.
My mom is sitting in the other seat trying not to pee her pants. She's laughing so hard. So finally, so then he moves the seat.
Do you
think
his girlfriend talked him into it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm not sitting through this whole movie with this chick.
Passing crap back and forth.
Yeah. But, you know, after we moved, so now my mom and I can't even talk about it. So now we're like texting back and forth about
so
it.
So good.
Silently giggling.
So you ended up getting what you wanted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. How was the movie?
It was okay. It was like going to see Star Wars with you for the first time. I had no idea what was going on.
Why did you choose Avengers? Is that something that your mom's into?
Well, yes, so she's into it, but the movie theater was only showing three movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my mom really wanted to go to the movies, so I was like, I'll take a hit.
Yeah.
I could have watched it on mute. Chris Hemsworth is in it, so.
Can you give us a non-nerdy recap of Avengers?
Probably not. I couldn't tell you.
Who's the bad guys?
I couldn't tell you their names.
Really?
Honest to God.
She's like, they look cool.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor, mm-hmm. and he has short hair, and he's gorgeous. Like, that's all I know. And I was very upset that Thor had short hair.
Isn't Robert Downey Jr. in it?
Yes, and he was great, too.
He plays
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then is...
The new Spider-Man was in it, the new kid.
Okay.
Spider-Man's in the Avengers?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm not into it at all either, Loren. Yeah.
That's not a Hulk one, right?
The Hulk was in it.
Oh, he's
the
in
Hulk
that.
The Hulk was in it.
Isn't he Marvel Hulk?
I don't know.
But he's in it?
Was Spider-Man
We're
Marvel?
Asking, actually, his name's Spider-Man, our camera operator.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have no idea who the bad guys are.
Nope.
Austin, you are the bad guys in the movie. Do you know?
Yeah.
Who are the bad guys?
Currently, Thanos is the bad guy.
Does that name ring a bell?
The purple guy with the beard.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Couldn't have told you his name.
Yeah, Thanos.
Yeah.
He has the Infinity Gauntlet. And
I don't know.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not ringing a bell.
I love that we asked Loren. She didn't know. Then Spider-Man says the name, and she's still like, yeah, no.
Sure.
That doesn't ring a bell.
I remember purple. That's all I got.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday MRL show. We're happy to be with you guys this morning.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Matey, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Before we get to Loren's dirty and look at celebrity gossip, you guys want to play a quick round of Is There Anything Better Than?
Yes.
Sure.
This is kind of a feel-good game on a Monday morning.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. Let's say, is there anything better than finding money in your pants or a coat pocket that you hadn't worn in over a year?
Nope.
Oh, it's so good, especially if it's like a big bill, like 20, and you found like a $20 bill, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but even if it's not, I feel like it's a victory.
If it's $5, it's a victory.
It really is.
Is there anything better than two candy bars dropping out of the vending machine at the same time?
The best thing.
No, and you know I try to do it all the time. I find the one thing in there that looks like maybe two is attached, and that's what I want out of it.
Yeah. You always have an issue with the vending machine. We're right across the hallway from the kitchen, our after-show office is. And so Loren will be like, I'll be right back. And then she'll go over there and you hear her put the money in or whatever. And all of a sudden you just hear like...
Yeah. Banging it.
And she's shaking it. She goes, it's stuck. It's jammed.
Yeah. Everyone's going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Is there anything better than finding something you love for over 50% off? Over 50% off.
I don't know if I've ever found something that good.
Yeah, I did. Like, right after Christmas, I wanted these glasses.
Yeah.
They were 80s glasses. Like one had MTV on it. One had, like, 80s TV shows on it.
That's cool.
And before Christmas, they were, like, $30. And then after Christmas, I got them for, like, $15.
Wow.
Yeah, like, a set of two glasses. I was perfect. Like, sweet. Yeah. Is there anything better than falling in lust with someone?
Yes.
There is something better than
yeah,
that.
There is falling in love with someone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love's way better than lust.
According to this list.
What? That person is clearly single.
And is there anything better than watching your favorite movie on a rainy day with a blanket wrapped around you?
That's how I spend the majority of my time.
Even in the summer?
Yeah, watching movies with a blanket wrapped around me. It's fantastic.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Manny, the Today Show finally came out with their summer concert series. I know you love those.
I do. The concert series are great. In fact, Good Morning America announced theirs last week, you said.
Yes. Well, on today's shows, they are having Meghan Trainor, Shawn Mendes, Kelly Clarkson, 5 Seconds of Summer, Christina Aguilera, Maroon 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Charlie Puth.
I mean, does anyone else get them? I mean,
Keith Urban, Jason Mraz. It goes on and on.
What's the other channel get?
Kiss Miss Artist, Why Don't We? Was on there too.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll have that full list for you up at kiss951.com. And if you are a big Jonas Brothers fan, the Jonas Brothers had a little reunion in Florida over the weekend. Now, everyone's anxiously awaiting a full reunion, but Nick was performing at a concert in West Palm Beach, and his brother Joe joined him on stage for Love Bug.
Should have called my son when he was growing up. Love Bug.
Is that a Jonas Brothers song?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I saw Kevin Jonas Sr. posted a picture of the boys in Belmont.
Oh, yeah?
Like within the last 2 weeks or so, they were all at the restaurant together. They were upstairs.
Nice.
And I think our, what's her name? Joe's fiance. Mm. Can't think of her name, but she's in Game of Thrones.
She was there. Crazy too.
That's cool.
So when are we going to get an invite when she's there and they're all there? I'm more concerned with her.
I would be more concerned with producer Nicole running up to her. What character is she playing in Game of Thrones? Cersei. No, Cersei's the... Arya's sister is...
Oh.
Sansa. That's what it is.
That's
I
who
always
she plays.
Say
the red, yeah, she's a redhead. All right, go ahead, Lorraine.
Okay, so Ed Sheeran, he celebrated 1 year smoke-free over the weekend, posted something on Instagram to celebrate. And Paris Hilton, she had her bank account hacked, her credit cards, and her iCloud from 2017 were all hacked. The hacker made away with stolen nudie photos. And
that's huge.
$130,000.
Oh, she had nudie photos?
Yeah. And she's got a video, bro.
Yeah, she's got a video.
Oh, so yeah.
I think hers might have come out either just after or just before Kim's.
I think just before, because doesn't everyone always say that Kim piggybacked her? Because she used to,
Kim used
to work for Paris. So
okay. Yeah.
All right, that's your dirty for now.
Thank you, Loren. Hold on, I'm going to write the name of the movie because it came out. You can get it. I'm going to write it for Roy.
And we can put.
Oh my god!
Don't say it, but that's what it was called.
That's an awesome title. It's a play on the name.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, buddy, we need to hear you're making a potential huge decision in your life.
I have a boyfriend, but I fell in love over the weekend.
Okay.
I fell in love.
All right, let's find out what's going on in Roy's life coming up in less than 10 minutes. Maybe you could drop some advice on him.
Hey, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Just a little after 7 this morning, like maybe around 7:05, make sure you're locked in here in just about 30 minutes. We're going to tell you, we're doing something really, really cool, and it's never been done in Charlotte radio before, we've been told. And we know a lot of people that have been here for a long time, so we're super excited to announce this, and it's going to benefit everyone. Details at 7:05 this morning.
So over the weekend, we had Cinco de Papo. It was a huge success. Mm-hmm. For the radio station. It was a day where everyone brought their dogs and everyone hung out and there was food trucks and there was a mariachi band.
Yeah, we ate on the back of Roy's car.
You
Me,
did?
Dean, and Roy had that boys' time.
By the way, I've got an axe to grind with you two.
Because
we were all going to the food trucks together and I turned around and you two had ghosted. I was like...
We didn't see you.
I had to stand there and eat by myself. It was embarrassing.
But you texted me and I told you where we were.
That's because Nicole found
me. Where did
me.
You eat out of?
Literally, Nicole and I sat at the little Corona buckets and ate on top of that.
Which truck did you eat out of? We ate out of the pizza truck. And you went up and ordered pizza and you got the pizza.
Okay, what truck do you think I ate out of?
Lobster truck.
The lobster food
Absolutely.
Truck.
Absolutely.
The only food truck where the red requests like China. I don't do pepper, please.
No, but it was delicious. And I never thought, this is going to sound bad, but like I never thought in a million years you would get great lobster out of a food truck.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, that food truck, by the way, was like on Shark Tank and everything. Yeah. It was a big deal.
We were at a turn and burn location food truck. Yeah. You were at like a make it individual. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Roy, what's the
while we were at Cinco de Pupo, there was a booth there from the North Mech Animal Rescue, which is a no kill animal rescue, and there was a dog there named Carmen, and I fell in love. Fell in love with Carmen. And the dog is, like, not my type at all, because I love little lap dogs, mm-hmm. and this dog's a bit bigger from that.
Yeah, but she could still be a little lover. She could still fit in
your lap. Like, yeah. I like itty-bitty things, yeah. like Lorenz size, your yeah. woofer.
Mm-hmm. Did we all see Carmen?
Yeah, we have a photo of me holding Carmen in a group okay. photo, and it's up at the MRL show. But I fell in love with her, and so I told Sterling, you have to meet her, because I wanted her, and there's no way I can raise a dog on my own. Like, it needs to be a two-people operation.
Absolutely. And how old is Carmen?
3. So she's not even, she's past.
She's house trained.
She's, well, I asked him,
but we asked about that. Yeah, it wasn't 100% at that point. But you could still house train her.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, she's been bouncing around from a shelter to a foster home. She's not in a stable environment, you know.
Okay, so Roy's making a huge decision on whether or not to get a dog.
Yeah, which is so funny because I went to go pick up Sterling, and by the time I went back to Cinco de Pupo, the dog was gone, and I was so afraid somebody already adopted her.
Hold on. I have a couple questions. Okay. One, were you considering getting a dog before you went to Cinco de Pupo, or was that it?
Kind of, you are.
Yeah, it's always been in the back of my mind. I've been looking for specifically bulldogs.
Okay.
It's my favorite type of dog.
And your boyfriend Sterling, what's his thought on the dog, on getting a dog in general?
Well, I think I think he's very quick to talk us out of it, as well as I am, by the way, because like I'm meeting with the North Mac rescue people tomorrow night, and like if I'm gonna ask a bunch of questions, and there's gonna come to a point where like, okay, well then that's not gonna be doable, like,
right? They want to find a good home for it, so if you're not a match.
Right, like
Carmen will find a different home.
You know, like we're sitting there going through, and I'm like, we're in an apartment, so like we hear things in the hall. Is she going to bark every 2 seconds because she hears someone down the hall? Like, I can't have that all night long.
I wonder if you could foster her for like a week before you make
like
a
tryout.
Yeah,
I kind of want that. And by the way, so we were at Hoppin, and Nicole came at Hoppin. It's this brewery place in South End. And I was filling out the application, and like on the third page, I was like, oh no, this is starting to make me feel like I'm a bad person.
Why?
Because they're like, so what's your vet? And I'm like, I don't have a vet.
Yeah, you don't have one yet. That's
okay. You don't have a dog, so why would you have a vet?
I don't know. I felt so strange, like, filling it out. Like, I don't have one.
And yeah, that's okay.
Okay. They were going through all these questions, and I'm like, oh, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared at all for this.
Well, to be fair, it was not that it was sprung on you, but, like, you weren't going to Cinco de Pupo to adopt a dog.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. So, like, I sent, like, a follow-up email going, like, the moment I get a dog, I'm going to find a vet.
Yeah.
You know. My vet's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of great vets.
Yeah.
So, you're going to meet. So, if you are cool with it.
I felt a connection.
Okay. So, if
so Sterling has to feel a connection.
And if Sterling feels a connection, when would Carmen become yours?
They told me that we could take her home 6:45 tomorrow night, but that just doesn't work. I can't take her home tomorrow night.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
When you have a dog, your life starts revolving around the pet.
Yeah.
So,
100%.
So
we got to get things together.
Yeah, well.
So why doesn't 6:30 tomorrow night work for you?
Oh, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
It's so bougie. Well, we have a cleaner coming Wednesday morning, and I don't want the cleaner to be scared about this dog. The dog is going to be going crazy.
You have to put the dog in a crate.
But the dog's adjusting to
the environment. Yeah, I don't want it to be a whole thing. And so, like, until I get, like, a doggy daycare to take the dog somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and also, a lot of people are against crate training, but from what I've been told by experts, vets, and whatnot, dogs find comfort in their crates. So what you can't use your crate for, if you do have a crate, is a punishment area. In other words, if the dog did something bad, you can't say, go get in your crate, because that becomes a punishment zone.
Oh,
but
I don't
they
think
love
I'm doing
that. The crate because they love being enclosed and they feel safe in there.
Well, my apartment is about the size of a big crate anyways. It's a one-bedroom. Might as well just stick it out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Is Carmen apartment-friendly?
Well, she's kind of thick.
Well, here's the other thing, too, Roy. When we first met Carmen, the girl told us that Carmen was having a good old time that morning and rolling in the dirt.
Yeah.
Well, where's she going to roll in the dirt in your place?
Well, I got a dog park, and I have a bathroom.
On the tile.
I have a grass area right outside my apartment. Okay. But, like, I would take her for walks, but then that's the other thing. Like, I read about her breed, and they're like, oh, it's super active.
Yeah, man.
But Carmen wasn't.
Carmen didn't look super active.
Carmen looks like, I'm on chill.
Yeah. But maybe I don't know. I don't want to get into all the psychological thing of a dog, but maybe that's because she's not happy. And maybe once you make her happy, she's going to require that.
Or she could have just been nervous around all those people.
Oh, gosh. See, that I'm gonna need to spend time with her tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And really figure it out.
Absolutely.
You know, and I want to see how she acts with other dogs. Mm-hmm. I can't have a, okay. You know.
And we have a picture of Carmen up that people can go look at?
Oh, yeah, we do. There's a picture of me. It's up at the MRL show.
On Insta?
Yes.
All right, Instagram, if you're not following us, jump over there to at the MRL show and go check out Carmen, and we'll get an update, I guess, Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
around this time.
Some words of wisdom.
And I loved how I asked if anybody would dog sit for me, and no one on this show piped up.
Carmen's more than happy. I would love her to come down to Waxhaw, but she's not going to want to leave when she sees the yard that I have for her to run around in, you know?
Back to the apartment?
She looks so chill in your arms, too.
Still to come.
It's like when I pick up my son from my nanny spoils him. Yeah. It's like leaving Disney and going home every time I pick him up from my nanny. I'm like, come on, buddy, get in the car. He's like, that's like getting on the plane in Orlando to head back home.
And by the way, I used Lorraine as a dog reference, too, because, like, I had to take care of Woofer, and he required 40 medications.
I know.
Five special meals.
So you can handle it.
Listen, I might be able to do it for you. I just don't know how heartbroken I'm going to be when
I get it.
Well, hold
I
on
get
a second. Get the dog first.
Yeah.
Then we'll decide on who needs to take it when you're out of town,
that's
okay?
That's a factor.
Okay,
it is. My decision maker.
We got to talk about, in less than 10 minutes, the shocking thing that so many women do before a job interview. Yeah, find out what that is coming up less than 10 minutes.
For Walgreens, for trusted summer essentials you need at great value, and get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to kiss951.com now, and you could win a copy of Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 66, featuring 16 of the biggest hits from your favorite stars.
And you can join Kiss95.1 and Cam Newton on Friday, June 1st at the 4th Annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. The tournament starts at noon at Memorial Stadium. Lots of Cam's friends are there from the Panthers, and lots of other celebrities are there. Tickets are $5. It can be purchased on-site. Visit cam1newton.com for details. Roy, you got the article over there. We got to talk about this. The incredibly surprising things that these women do before they go into an interview.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in particular shocking. We'll get to it in 3 minutes.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Aww. Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Major announcement coming up in about 10 minutes. Something really cool. We've teamed up with someone to make happen, and you're going to want to know how to take advantage of this. That's going to be coming up in 10 minutes. Something that's I don't think it's ever been done in Charlotte radio.
Nope. We're making Charlotte radio history with this really cool event.
So there's this new survey that's out, and it's completely shocking at a couple things. Number one, of the statistic, and number two, of how much discrimination there is for and what women have to deal with. When you go in for a job interview, a new survey finds found that 29% of married women take off their wedding band.
To go into a job interview?
Yeah.
Really?
They take off their wedding band before going to a job interview.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy to me because that never even crosses my mind.
They fear that the marital status will resort in some sort of discrimination.
That's sad.
Yeah, and then it gets even sadder. It says 59% of asked employers, think women need to disclose a pregnancy during an interview. That's crazy to me.
Huh.
I can see an employer saying that because an employer doesn't want to hire someone and then lose them for 6 months.
Right.
But yeah. It's her right. It's
right.
Her.
It's of course it
her
is.
Absolute 100% right. And it's not right for you not to hire someone based on that.
Sure. But it's not against the law to not disclose that.
You can keep that a secret.
Yeah.
That's your right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But as far as the wedding band goes, what's interesting to me, what comes to my mind is if I'm an employer and I'm looking to interview someone, I would much rather have someone who maybe is established in their life. And you can tell, like, the wedding ring means stability.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're also not going to lose someone for 2 weeks on a honeymoon.
Right.
But, you know, that's what I would think, too, is that you would, again, like you said, you are established. They're not going to pick up and move, you know, out of nowhere to go, you know, because they're dating somebody in New York or whatever like that either.
Yeah, they won't have sleazy nights and roll into the office.
Right. They're not going to come in all banged up. And
yeah,
that's why this article was crazy. It's like, you know, and then also a married woman's not going to sit on Tinder and Bumble all day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's more office work for you.
But think about like the women that who are bartenders who take off their wedding ring just to get more tips. I mean, that's a whole thing, too. You know, they take them off so they.
Yeah, that's true.
They earn more money.
That's their decision for the job, though.
Sure.
And I'm sure their husbands probably know that.
Yeah. And I almost see that as like, that's not really discrimination.
No,
you know
this
what
is
I
discrimination.
Mean? Like, this is discrimination.
Yeah. Well, they feel
they're going to be discriminated against.
Hmm. Okay.
29% of women take off their wedding band. Hmm. I would take it, like, if I was Lorraine, I'd keep that thing right on, man. That's a good diamond you have. I'd be showing it off.
Thanks.
I'd be like, as you could tell, there's going to be certain salary expectations. Show the diamond. As you can tell.
Well, why stop there? Kiss the ring, sir. Kiss the ring.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing.
I'll be in charge of Diamond Tuesday.
What's your job title that I'm about to take?
Actually,
Diamond Tuesday.
Roy, that's a great segue because the announcement we're going to make here in under 5 minutes does have to do with diamonds.
Yeah.
How great is this? It's coming up. We're going to tell you something really cool that the MRL show is doing with our friends over at Diamonds Direct. Never been done in Charlotte radio. We'll give you all the info in under 5 minutes.
KS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We are the home of the KISS Cash Code, giving away $1,000 five times a day. Your next shot and first chance of the week to score $1,000 just by simply listening to a code word comes up in just about an hour from now, a little less than an hour. But we wanted to let everyone know that we're doing something really cool this Friday.
Yes, this is the major announcement we've been talking about all weekend long, something that's never been done. We are turning one day on this radio station into Diamond Day, thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct in South Park.
They've given us diamonds to give away on Friday to honor all the awesome moms in our lives.
Yes. And, you know, moms do so much for us. It's our way of saying thank you.
So you heard that right. It's Diamond Day on Friday, this coming Friday. We are going to give away a diamond each hour. You're going to have a chance to score a diamond, and it's all thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct, and it's an easy way to do it. We're going to tell you what caller to be, what caller number. You don't have to write a story. You don't have to tell us about, you know, why you deserve it over someone else.
Yep. You just call into the show, be part of their MRL radio family, and get a diamond from Diamonds Direct in South Park to honor your mom.
Let me play more music to show you how cool this is.
Do it.
All right.
Yep, that's how you know it's official.
This is going to be great. We cannot wait to give these away. So make sure you are with us Friday morning starting at 6 a.m. for Diamond Day.
You know, I want in the studio confetti blasters that shoot out diamonds.
Imagine what a rock star you'll be to mom, too. Like, if you feel like there's sibling rivalry between you and your siblings, like, if you win this for her.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Or your
favorite
wife.
Favorite child.
Yeah. Your wife, your mom, whoever. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day. Diamond Day this Friday. Thanks to Diamonds Direct. And watch for our commercials, by the way.
Yep. It's going to be on TV.
Yeah, they'll be playing. So, speaking of confetti, Roy, you just mentioned confetti.
Yeah.
The NBA basketball playoffs are going on.
Uh-huh.
And Philadelphia is playing Boston.
I was watching that with Nicole.
Did you see that? Yeah. Did you see the confetti?
Yeah, it was too premature.
Yeah, they shot the confetti premature. They thought, so Philly needed a 3 to win. The guy made the basket, but after further review, his foot was on the line, so it really only counted as a 2. But they already shot the confetti off, so they had to clean up the confetti and continue the game.
No.
Yeah. And somebody posted a picture, like a Philadelphia sports reporter posted a picture. They go, here's the premature confetti shooter. And the guy's like this. And I think his shirt said, like, I don't care about anything. I'm not even joking.
That's awesome.
His shirt matched it.
That's awesome.
So on point.
Yeah,
we were watching that. That was pretty funny. And Nicole was all in because, like, I was not really watching it. And then all of a sudden, I hear Nicole, like, yell. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh, that's right. There's a game.
Was it just you two or your sig others out?
It was her sig other was out of town, but it was me, Nicole, Sterling, and, like, two of Sterling's friends.
Okay.
So it was a group of us. Which we found that it's a very woke group in that Nicole's girlfriend should definitely be a part of that group.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're very social activists all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very alert to what's going on in
very
society.
Are.
Good. I want to bring this up, and I don't know. You guys are going to think that I'm making it sound like I deserve to know.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And it's not true, but how would you guys feel if there was a couple who's, Roy, you're not in this because you didn't ever been in a wedding, and I'm sorry, buddy, but you'll get into one day. You'll be in a wedding party.
At least at minimum my own, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we'll allow you in your own. Like, Roy, you sit in the front row, buddy. Let Sterling stand up here by himself.
Yeah.
We'll tell you when it's time to come up.
I'm clapping.
No, but, Loren, I was not a best man, but I was in my buddy's wedding party in California. And they got married in like 2007. And I'm starting to find through social media posts that maybe they're divorced. And I'm not sure.
Mm.
How are you finding that? Like, give me examples.
Yeah.
Well, her last name is still hyphenated with his name, but he's no longer in any pictures.
Well,
and her status of marital has gone away.
Oh, it's disappeared.
Oh, it's just altogether.
It's altogether disappeared.
Oh, that was a move I did when I was in the closet. I didn't want to put in, you know, what was going on there.
Right.
If I was single. If
and Facebook doesn't have an in the closet thing you can click on?
I don't think so.
Closeted?
Yeah. I don't think that's an option.
Checking out.
Complicated.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate that. You can't, you know. But anyway, so there's that and the fact that she's traveled home a lot. She's from Oregon, and she's been going back to Oregon a lot. So on a whim, she was at a Portland Trailblazers basketball game, and on a whim I was like, oh, you should take the guy, husband
right
there, you know, while you're there this weekend together, you know, you guys should go. And she's like, he's been, that's all that she said.
Do they have kids together?
No children. Purple hair, changed her hairstyle. Major things that are leading me to believe that they might not be together anymore. Now, whether they're just separated or divorced, I'm not sure. I have a buddy of mine that's a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And he says that the dude has gone ghost from him. And hasn't really been around as much as you used to.
And so you just want to know, like, what's going on?
I just want to know, but, yeah, but, like, what do you,
You're being nosy.
But I was also in the wedding.
You know, I actually understand this completely. I was friends with a husband and wife who, I sent a message saying, hey, thinking of you two, hope everything's good. And she came back to me saying, hey, just to let you know, me and Mark are no longer together. I was like, oh, great. Well, you know what? You do you. I'm happy for you. If you need anything, call me, something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, then I see, like, maybe 4 months later, she posts an anniversary picture of saying how much she's in love with them.
So they were back together.
Yeah, and I'm like,
She didn't alert you about that.
Right.
she wouldn't have alerted you in the first place had you not sent her a message.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now you're on the roller coaster ride.
I am. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
I want to know what happened between the two.
If you let me know it's over, you got to let me know it's back on.
Yeah. I'm emotional.
Yeah.
Like, how did he win your love back?
Yeah. And then, you know what? The other thing, too, is I got thinking, I'm like, well, maybe they're keeping it super private. Like,
maybe
it's just like their parents are the only ones that know. And then I thought to myself, I wonder if anyone else out there is divorced or separated and you kept it a secret for a long time.
704-570-9595. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95 on Facebook, we got like four cameras set up in here. You can watch us. And Jessica says, being in the wedding gives you the right to know if they are divorced.
No, I think being in their lives currently gives you the right to know whether they're getting a divorce or not. Like, sometimes you're in somebody's wedding party and you drift apart. And at that point, like, if you're not active in that person's life, I don't feel like they owe it to you. You'll find out when they're ready to tell the world, basically.
You know what else is interesting, too, is I was part of them meeting. We were at a bar.
Oh, you set them up?
Basically. And I just thought of this. This just popped into my head. I was at a bar. She sat next to me. We got talking. I was single at the time.
Yeah.
And we got talking. And I'm like, this chick is super cool. Way cool. And I went to the bathroom. And when I came back, he was in my seat. And they super hit it off and ended up getting married. So I always took credit for that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bud, I let you sit in my seat.
Right. So are you going to take credit for?
No, I'm just sad. Honestly, I'm sad that it didn't work. I really am. They were really, really good for each other. And that's the other thing, too, is with no kids, they had fur babies. I'm like, what went wrong? I don't imagine either one of them cheated. I just can't ask, right? I can't ask her.
No.
He's not on social media.
Not until she's ready to.
I haven't reached out to him, and
no,
I probably should.
But you got
to
do what I did. Like, hey, I hope you and blank is doing fine.
Yeah.
And then that way she'd be like, oh, no.
That's such a bait question, though. It's like I'm looking for the answer.
I mean, I did it genuinely, though. Like, and it was genuine. It took me completely off guard.
Or next time you see that she's home, then send her a message and be like, hey, let me know next time you guys are going to be in town.
Yeah. All right. Let us know if you were divorced or separated and no one knew. 704-570-9595.
Carolina's deserves with energy that's affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
Taking your stories on whether you or someone you know got divorced or separated and you kept it a secret for a while. How long did you keep it a secret? And, like, did you not even tell your parents? How does that work out? Get to us.
Now it's your turn. Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Right, get into the dirty, then we'll talk to people about the time that they called off their marriage and didn't tell anyone.
All right, will do. So Avengers rocked the box office again this week. And, you know, Overboard came out over the weekend, too.
The remake?
Yeah, and it didn't do as well.
I didn't even know about it.
It's a remake.
Did.
No.
Yeah, Anna Faris is in it. They swapped roles. Have you seen the original Overboard?
No.
What? One of my favorite movies of all time.
New news to me.
Roy has seen nothing.
Just Avengers is the only thing that's been, you know, talked about.
Yeah.
Whatever's on Roy's Instagram timeline is what he's woke to.
Pretty much.
All right. So Kris Jenner, she is speaking out about her son-in-law Kanye West's outburst last week. And she says, I can't even explain what he wanted to say, so I'll let him do it.
He will explain himself in his own way. And I think that anything he does, and I just think this is important to say, is he always does things with really good intentions. So I'm going to let him explain himself when the time's ready, and I just keep rolling on.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
And you got your in the background going, ha, what'd she say to this?
Yep. Over the weekend, Eva Longoria had her baby shower on Saturday. And, of course, it was star-studded Elizabeth Banks and Sophia Bush were both there.
It was pajama-themed.
It was pajama-themed.
So
look
cool.
At you, Roy.
Oh, I know. I was all in on that.
They celebrated with a Bloody Mary
that you
bar.
Knew about, but Overboard the movie, you didn't.
Rosé was being passed around, and they also had some spa mani-pedis there as well. But it was, like you said, a pajama-themed party.
So cool, man.
I want to go to a pajama themed anything.
Boy, we used to Beck and Roanoke do a concert called the Pajama Jam, where all the women would show up
to benefit some cancer, or I think breast cancer.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And they would wear pajamas to a concert. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. They also played a really funny game that I can't talk about on the radio. So if you want to see, go to kiss951.com.
Cool.
Cardi B is also saying that she's having some crazy pregnancy dreams. They're very vivid, and she's uncomfortable with them when she wakes up.
Weird. Did you?
I had very vivid dreams, but not the kind that she's having.
Okay. By the way, did you bring all that stuff in today?
No, I will this week, though.
Lorraine's donating half of her baby stuff to us for our new baby.
Oh, that's
which
great.
Is wonderful.
Trust me, it's benefiting both of us because I don't have anywhere to store it.
What a sweet friend. Thank you.
Let's bring in Angela from Charlotte. Before we got into the dirty, we were talking about Manny's situation where he thinks his friends are divorced, but he's not sure. So, like, have you ever known someone that's been divorced or separated and you had no clue? That's what we want to know, Angela.
No, I haven't. But I've been in a wedding party with some friends of mine, and the wife is a friend of mine from high school. The husband is somebody that she met. He actually used to date my older sister. but Manny can always do what Roy did. Yeah. Send a private message and say, hey, I've been thinking of you two lately. How you been?
Right.
Let's get together and catch up or something.
Fair enough. Based on the fact that I did say to her a couple months ago after I first heard about it, like, hey, you should take him to that basketball game while you're there. And she's like, oh, he's been. That was kind of my leading. She didn't say anything like, well, he's not with me.
You put the ball on her court, Angela. And she didn't hit it back.
Yeah, kind of. But I'll try it again for sure.
And I don't think it's fishing. I think it's just genuine and, you know, caring. Hi, Amber and Peachland.
Yes. I had gotten divorced, and the only people that knew other than me and the guy was my mother and my grandmother, and I kept it hidden until I found out I was pregnant by the new guy.
Yeah, I could see why you probably want to tell people, because there's going to be a new, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't hide it anymore.
Yeah. Amber, how long did you hide it for?
About 8 months.
Yeah. Wow, okay. And were people asking you, or was anybody suspicious?
No, unfortunately, me and a lot of my family isn't close.
Okay. And would you have been annoyed?
It was because a lot of them's like really Christian-y, so.
Yeah, right. Christian-y
is a good.
how you feeling today, Christian-y? Amber, would you have been annoyed if I was your friend and I asked if you guys were like, hey, how's everything going? Like, just to try to fish for an answer.
No, if I would have been asked, I would have told the truth.
Oh, really?
Like I said, nobody ever asked, so didn't bother telling them.
Okay,
that's some good insight. Nobody's asked.
Let's bring in Missy from Monroe. Missy, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick, Missy, what do you want to add?
So I was divorced a couple of years before my spouse even knew it.
What?
So you were checked out way before. I like that. I told him a couple years later.
I was divorced 3 years before I told him.
Yeah. Had a blast, too. Let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Call now, take down Loren.
Hey.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Jeff and Chelsea, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren as a team.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever played before?
No, we have not played before.
Love fresh meat.
Jeff, if you beat her, get this. You're going to get a $100 gift card from our friends at Dunkin' Donuts. You can go score a go-to right now. Two breakfast sandwiches for $2, $3, or $5. Okay, bud?
That'd be awesome.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Loren, time to get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you can see she is out of the studio where we can only hear.
There she goes. Here we go. G-Eazy publicly apologized on Instagram for his actions following his arrest and conviction in Sweden. His girlfriend is stuck by him, Jeff, making her song, Him and I, truer than ever. Who is that?
Halsey.
Question two. Khloe Kardashian was spotted at Tristan Thompson's basketball game for the first time since so-called cheating allegations came up. This isn't the first relationship Khloe had bad luck with. Who was she previously married to? Chelsea, who was she previously married to? Three.
I'm stuck on this one.
Two, one. Okay, no answer on that one. Question three. Dad, George Clooney turned 57 yesterday. We all wish we could look like him at 57. In 2001, he starred as Danny Ocean in what popular movie?
Ocean's 11.
Back to Chelsea. American Idol just got renewed for a second season on ABC. Who is the host of that show?
Ryan Seacrest.
Question 5. Chelsea, Blake Lively has returned to Instagram by re-uploading all of her old pictures and even re-following her husband. Who is her husband?
Ryan Reynolds.
All right, come on in. I like that. I took him out of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, how did Chelsea do?
It's going to be a tough battle. They got 4 correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Chelsea got 3 of them. All right, here we go. Question 1. G-Eazy publicly apologized on Instagram for his actions following his arrest and conviction in Sweden. His girlfriend has stuck by him for all of it, making her song Him and I even more important. Who is that?
Halsey.
You got it 1-1.
Question 2. Khloe Kardashian was spotted at Tristan Thompson's game for the first time since cheating allegations came out. It's not the first relationship Khloe had bad luck with. Who was she married to previously?
Lamar Odom.
You got it. Unfortunately, they were stuck on that one. It is 2-1.
All right. George Clooney turned 57 yesterday. In 2001, he starred as Danny Ocean in what popular movie?
Ocean's 11.
I can't believe that was 2001.
Yeah, that is 3-2.
Wow.
American Idol just got renewed for a second season on ABC. Who is their host?
Ryan Seacrest.
You got it 4-3.
And I think all the judges are coming back, if I read right. Yeah. All right, Blake Lively has returned to Instagram by re-uploading all of her old pictures and even re-following her husband. Who did she re-follow?
Ryan Reynolds.
You got that right. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you win 17 wins underneath your cap. Good job. Ooh. Get a streak built
Jeff,
up.
Chelsea, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You deserve it.
Those couple held you up. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
This is Jeff and Chelsea from Lancaster, South Carolina, and we can't beat Lorraine, but we tried.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Now, War of the Roses has brought out some of the worst in people. There's no doubt about that. But we think Holly's boyfriend, Ben, might be the biggest jerk we've had, if not ever, on War of the Roses, definitely in the last year or so. Find out why he referred to her as his roommate and why he's a complete jerk. You're not going to want to miss a brand new War of the Roses plus $1,000.
Yes, Kiss Cash Code. We'll give you that code word coming up here. It all starts in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
40 years, we've had every make, every model, and everything you've ever wanted in a used car. Experience Hendrick. Shop HendrickCars.com today.
Loren, you ready? I got a whole new jingle for Zero Res.
Okay, can't wait
to
hear
it. Yeah, you ready?
It.
Off mic, Roy, you ready?
Yay!
My carpet's got a best friend. It's Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
I mean, that's already a thing.
Spelled differently, though. and then instead of like the Oscar Mayer mobile, it's going to be the vacuum is their new vehicle. It's okay. Going to look like a carpet cleaning vacuum.
You got it all figured out, huh?
Come to me, Zero Res. I can help you because you help us.
That's right. They really do help us anyway. They've got empowered water, so it's safe for your kids and pets. Manny and I trust them in our homes. I let Art in. I go take a walk with Cash. I come back, and my carpets are cleaned.
Yeah, off mic, Roy, can you believe they use something called empowered water?
What?
Yeah, it's specific to Zero Res. They don't give the secret to anyone else, and it's safe and clean for pets and people alike. Plus, the carpets dry within like a couple hours where you don't have to stay off of them for 24 hours.
Do your spring cleaning off, Mike Roy.
All right.
Call Zero Res 704-509-4488, or you can check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
3 rooms for $119.
So you're thinking about
popping mutual insurance.
Kids Fest is coming, Roy. You're going to have to trek out to Waxaw, but it's a lot of fun, you guys.
Yeah, it's 10-4 at Cane Creek Park in the Hall of Wax. Music games, dance teams, lots of fun. Free, of course. And it's all from Kiss 95.1 and Fort Mill Ford, Morris Jenkins, WCNC, NBC Charlotte.
We're about to bust a cheater. Bum, bum.
Imagine Dragons, all the hits, Kiss 95.1, Kiss Cash Code, giving you that code word to give you $1,000 coming up in about 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
To Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Holly, what is going on? You think your boyfriend is now your roommate? What is this whole thing?
Yep. Ben and I have been together a little over a year and a half, and we moved in together recently, which we weren't really planning on. It was more just kind of out of necessity. My roommate unexpectedly moved out, and I couldn't find anyone else to, like, take over her room, and so I ended up moving in with Ben.
Okay.
And it wasn't, like, a big relationship step we were, like, trying to take. It really was just, like, kind of because I had to. And so since then, it hasn't been going that well. Like, there was this one night, he stayed out all night. He just didn't come home.
Okay.
I asked him where he was, and he was like, well, just because you're my roommate doesn't mean you get to know where I am all the time. And I was like,
he said the term roommate.
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't think we were roommates, you know.
Dude, you're his living girlfriend, and he's your living boyfriend.
I think he friend zoned you and didn't tell you.
After a year and a half, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird. So
he goes off on you. He's like, oh, you're my roommate. Why are you checking on me and all that stuff? Like, why are you momming me?
Exactly. And he still never told me where he was. So I don't know. He just basically tried to make me feel bad for wanting to know where he was. Huh. And so I don't know if he was, if he, like, stayed out with his friends all night. Maybe there's somebody else. Maybe there's another girl that he was with. I don't know. And he won't tell me. So I just want to find out what's going on.
Okay. All right. Let's do War of the Roses. We'll find out if maybe that night that he didn't come home, he was with another woman. I still don't like the whole roommate comment. Yeah. So even if he sends them to you, I think there's conversations to be had.
Okay.
All right.
I'm down him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Ben, please.
Who's this?
Hey, Ben. My name is Tori. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest, where one of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love as part of a promotional package.
What's the catch?
No catch. We just ask that you tell someone about our services. We're a newer company, and we're just trying to get our name out there.
None of my information goes anywhere?
Nope. Not unless you put it somewhere.
All right, I can send them to anyone.
Yep. No delivery fees, nothing like that.
Send them to Caitlin.
To Caitlin?
Yeah.
And I have a card to go with these romantic roses as well. Would you like to write something romantic on that card?
Does that have to be romantic?
No, it doesn't have to be romantic. We can put whatever you'd like on there.
Good, because I'm a fucking poet.
All right, good. So what would you like to put on the card?
The weather outside is frightful, but the feeling of you is delightful.
Okay.
I can't listen to any more of this. This is disgusting.
Wow.
Who's that?
Ben, that is your girlfriend, Holly. You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. It's where we catch cheaters.
What the f***?
Oh, all right, dude. Hey, look. You messed up. And she heard Holly heard everything. So the night that you are out and you didn't come home to your, quote, roommate, because we know the whole story, were you with Caitlin?
Look, no. This isn't my fault, dude. Like, you... You can't just drag me onto the radio and talk about this.
No, just answer the question. Were you with Caitlin?
No, I don't want to talk to
you. Were you with Caitlin?
It doesn't matter. Look, if we never moved in,
it does matter.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, really?
Yeah, from the beginning. This shit that I was talking about when I said that you can't be up in my business all the time.
Holly, please do not put up with this.
No, this is all I needed to hear. Like, you made me feel like I was crazy.
Yeah.
Thinking that, you know, you might have been with somebody else, and then obviously you were.
You are crazy. You got me on the radio talking about my
Yeah, because you don't tell her anything. Them. Take the radio out of it and just have a conversation with her. We're not talking.
Holly, move out. Stick him with the bill. And take your stuff and just leave.
Yeah, I mean, do you
deserve way better.
Do you have anybody you can move in with?
I mean, I can at least go back to my parents for a little bit. I'd rather do that than be living with him.
Good. Move out. I never wanted a roommate anyway.
Gosh.
Dude, you're one of the rudest people that we've ever had on this War of the Roses thing.
Like, no remorse.
No remorse, huh? For a year and a half with somebody who sounds completely sweet?
Yeah, I don't give a dude.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm hanging up on him.
Right.
Wow. Like, what? You know, what has happened to get to this point? I don't get it.
Is he like that a lot, Holly?
You know what? It just has gotten worse and worse. Mm. And
so disrespectful.
We've been together. Yeah, it's just, I'm done. Like, I don't need to be with him.
No, you don't.
All right, so you're going to go to your parents' place? You can get out of there today?
Yeah, I'm seriously just going to get my stuff out before he gets home today.
Yeah.
And then
is he gone?
For one bedroom.
Is he gone for a good amount of time where you can do it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not even joking. I'll donate my truck if you need to get your stuff out of there. As long as you can say that he's not going to come back, because I'm not looking to fight.
I'm not good at helping move, but I'll watch.
Yeah, I'm getting out.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
$1,000 in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
How do we cover all the bases of everything going on the MRL show? Jeez. You know, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snap, at the MRL show. We just announced about an hour ago that we're doing something really cool this Friday. Something that we were told from our bosses who have been here for a long time has never been done in Charlotte radio. And that's giving away a diamond every hour on Friday, thanks to Diamonds Direct.
Yes, it's called Diamond Day in honor of Mother's Day. If you're a mom or you have a mom, it's a great way to celebrate the moms in your life. So just listen this Friday, all show long, every hour, giving away a diamond.
Whew. It's very, very cool. War of the Roses is the other thing that's on people's minds. Do you guys feel like once you move in together in a relationship, it really puts a different strain on the relationship? I mean, Roy, you're going through that right now.
Yeah, there's never been a strain for us, though. We've actually meshed really, really well. And it may be because of the hours.
So you think you meshed really well.
Yeah. By the way, Sterling could have a whole different opinion. He's like, oh, I'm dating a slob.
Well, I mean, he just moved out of his place into yours, though, so something's got to be going
right.
Yeah,
but he's been staying there for quite some time. But I really only see Sterling for 2 hours in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that helps.
Right, but 704-570-9595, are you someone who thinks that once you moved in with the person you were dating, things got really, really bad? Because listen to this War of the Roses. Holly said that Ben, her boyfriend of a year and a half, she had to move out of her place. She lost a roommate, blah, blah, blah. So she moves in with Ben, and Ben referred to her as her roommate. No, that's your girlfriend, bro. Listen to this.
If we ever moved in,
it does matter.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, really?
Yeah, from the beginning. This shit that I was talking about when I said that you can't be up in my business all the time.
Holly, please do not put up with this.
So he's like, good, I don't want you in my life. I don't want a roommate anyway. I don't want someone looking after me.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he was cheating. He sent the flowers to Caitlin. And he's like, yo, why are you cramping my style about Caitlin? You're just my roommate.
That's so strange.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Let us know if you think your relationship was going well, then you moved in with the person, and it changed your relationship. A lot of people are saying that some women get so brainwashed, they think they need a man to survive, and they put up with this crap. Like, this isn't the first time he's been a jerk to her, basically.
What's a good timeline of moving in, too? Like, when is, like, the time when you go, hey, let's go ahead and start?
I mean, I feel like everybody's different. I'd say maybe around, like, past the 1 year mark.
Past the 1 year.
I mean, I was quick for me. I met Amanda in June, and we were moved in October of that same year.
It was quick for Dallas and I.
Wow!
But she lived with her mom. She got done with college, moved back with her mom, and she was looking to get out. And I'm like, well, don't just move in with me. But Roy, I knew that was right from the start, dude.
Yeah.
It was the crazy. Love at first sight.
Just took us 2 years. We're getting there.
but that's just to Loren's point. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm.
Terry in South Carolina, you're on the MRO morning show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to say about War of the Roses?
Oh, wow. So I feel like if you move in at the right time, it would not cause like animosity like that. It would not cause anyone to be like that. I think he was just all around just not a good person. I mean, he was completely mean to her, and I really hope that she gets out of that house.
Yeah, I mean, we told her straight up, like, we'll help you.
Yeah.
You know?
I would even help. I mean,
oh, that's nice.
I've been in a situation like that before, and it does not end well at all. I mean, and it sounds like he just led her on that he was using her, and then all of a sudden he found someone else, and then he's like, hey, that's just my roommate.
Yeah.
But that was awful. Yeah. So, no, the timeline of dating someone and then moving in needs to be right on spot, or it will cause trouble.
I mean, even if you move in together and it's not the quote-unquote right time, there's still... His behavior was awful.
Right. It's like he wanted to live the secret life that she didn't have a right to because in his mind, they're just roommates. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a year and a half, you guys. This is not like some relationship where they just started like 5 months in or 3 months in.
Sure.
And this is the thing. He's calling her a roommate because he wants something on the side. Let's not make any mistake about that. He wouldn't have called her a roommate if everything was, you know what I mean?
I mean, one thing like...
He was all in on the relationship.
With Sterling just newly moved in, like there would be times that he'll like go to another room to make a phone call. He doesn't do that to hide. He does it because I'm watching TV and I'm loud. He needs to get away.
Right.
You know, but this guy is like wanting his own space.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, no, you're in a relationship. You're in it together.
I never wanted this to begin with.
Let's bring in Chelsea from Lincolnton. You're on the MRL morning show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chelsea. Real quick, tell us what was your deal?
Basically, I had two instances where it was horrible. My husband, we had been together for a couple months. I moved in and he had gung ho, let's get engaged, let's get married. I was young, 19. And after I told him, he was very controlling. He tried to slash my tires.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was nuts.
Oh, my God.
That escalated so quickly.
It sure did. All right. We're going to hook you up with the dirty celebrity gossip, Dirty on the 30. What do you got?
I've got an update on the Chloe Tristan scandal for you, and Kris Jenner is even getting into the mix and speaking out about it.
All right. We'll get that. And then also, bizarre questions that people have asked dentists. Like, for instance, why do I have to brush my teeth when my dog doesn't have to?
Your dog's teeth
all
fall out.
It's not a terrible question, though.
Do you know how many teeth my dog has? Two.
All right, we're going to get into that also. It's all coming up in 10. So much going on. Producer Nicole wants everyone to know that if you head over to @TheMRLShow on our Instagram, you will get to hear the full unedited version of the note that Ben left on War of the Roses. When Loren asked, hey, do you want to leave a note? He goes, can I leave anything? And Loren, you said what?
I said, yeah, sure.
And what did he say?
Something very...
He said, good, because I'm a blanking poet.
Yeah.
Which was... And then he goes into this.
The weather outside is frightful, but the feeling you is delightful.
Oh, okay. Boy. Yeah. So, if you want to hear what he says there without the beep, head over to our Instagram @TheMRLShow and you can check that out.
You could use your imagination, too.
Yeah, but some people might hear it unedited, okay. You know, the adults in our lives. Okay, Dirty on the 30, celebrity gossip comes up after Sam Hunt. You gotta get up.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Manny, you still got that Jonas Brothers audio over there?
I got it.
All right, well, if you were looking for a Jonas Brothers reunion, we've all been anxiously awaiting it. We kind of got one over the weekend. Nick Jonas was performing with his band at a concert in West Palm Beach, Florida, and Joe Jonas joined him on stage for the Jonas Brothers hit Love Bug.
I love those boys.
Yeah.
Listen to the crowd in there, too. They are losing their minds.
Oh, I know. Going crazy.
Yeah. So G-Eazy was convicted in Sweden, and he got into a fight with a security guard last week where Halsey was kind of hit in the scuffle. Well, he was fined $9,000, has to pay the security guard $740, was sentenced to 2 years probation, and may have to do some community service.
Huh.
So that's what a bar fight will get you in Sweden.
For community service, we're going to want you to spin for the policeman's ball, please. Great. Okay.
All right. Khloe Kardashian, she has finally made a public appearance, and this time she was at the Cavs game on Saturday night to support her baby daddy.
Now, I saw.
This makes me so sad. And I know she probably thinks she's, you know, doing the right thing here, but...
What if you know
someone?
It out?
You know someone in real life who goes back and forth like that? I mean, everybody has someone in their life like that. And you just want to be happy for that person. But there comes a point where you're like, I can't do it anymore.
Right. And this is not good for anybody involved.
Yeah.
So just made me sad. I got a What Lauren Likes for you.
Oh, I wanted to hear Kris Jenner talk about Khloe.
Oh, we
do have a second for that.
It's a little open-ended. You can play it.
Okay.
It gets so emotional because I was in Cleveland last week, and it was snowing, and she was all nestled in the nursery and the baby, and she's just concentrating on that.
Okay. So she's concentrating on just being a mom.
Yeah.
And she's living in Cleveland.
Well, yeah. So, they don't want to take the baby on the plane, like cross country, which they fly private. So I don't see the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like getting on like us as civilians getting on a normal plane. There's a lot of germs. Like, okay. They could have that cleaned up.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway, my What Lauren Likes today is very royal. Is Queen Mummy around?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Queen Mummy. Have you seen these Pez dispensers yet of Prince Harry and his soon to be wife, Meghan Markle?
I have, and I'm completely disgusted by them.
Oh, really?
Pez are the devil's candy. I shan't have anyone bring that into this palace.
I thought you'd be over the moon about this because proceeds go to Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful, isn't it? Well, I completely changed my opinion. Pez for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bring in the devil's candy.
Scratch what I just said.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be married in 2 weeks, so that's a little celebration. So you can get those Pez dispensers now through May 13th.
Cool, okay. Loren, thank you very much. You can go check out What Loren Likes at kiss951.com. We got to get producer Nicole in here. Today's a big day for her. We'll tell you why. Also, we're going to get to the bizarre questions that people ask their dentist. And if you missed it, why Friday is going to be a huge day on the MRL show. It's all coming up in less than 10 minutes. You got to stick with us.
Hey. Very slowly. Independence Boulevard, two problems reported on the inbound drive. One at Eastway, another one back at Village Lake. It's on the outbound side, but a lot of folks slowing down to take a look. Traffic brought to you by Walgreens. It's almost time for summer, which means it's time to go to Walgreens for trusted summer essentials you need at great value. And get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The KISS 95.1 Pet of the Week is brought to you by Social Pet Hotel and Daycare. Visit KISS951.com to view the North Mech Animal Rescue Pets ready for adoption. There's a dog named Carmen that's available. If anybody would like that dog, I would recommend going over there right now. You can check the website out for more information on this week's specific pet. What off, Mike Roy?
I want that dog.
I know. You're actually going to see her tomorrow night with your boyfriend. That'll be fun. And we did have a great time. Thanks to everybody who came out to our Cinco de Pupo at the Social Pet Hotel. That was actually a lot of fun. Roy wore his dog shirt and all the other dogs thought he was the alpha male. All right, producer Nicole's going to be in here. It's a very special day for her. We'll tell you why coming up in just about 3 minutes.
The Manny Roy and
Lights turn the lights turn low.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
It's called a diamond all day. On Diamond Friday. So we're giving away a diamond on Diamond Day Friday.
That's not what it is at all.
I pitched Diamond Day Friday. What happened to that?
I think it's just Diamond
Day. Where'd
that
go?
Yeah, we're turning Friday into Diamond Day.
Yeah, I like Diamond Day Friday.
I mean,
not all day.
He created like four different names for it.
I know.
Anyway, it's a really cool thing. We're teaming up with our friends at Diamonds Direct to give away a diamond every hour in honor of the moms in our life. And it's happening this Friday. That's a lot of diamonds for you guys, and Diamonds Direct is going to hook it up. So thank you to those guys for being part of this.
Absolutely. So make sure you join us for the Big Friday broadcast. It is a special day with the MRL Morning Show.
That's right. Producer Nicole, She is with us for 1 year. As of today.
1 year.
1 year.
Oh, I can just remember like it yesterday.
My second longest relationship.
Whoa. It's been fun. Having fun.
She came down and we hung out of my apartment and we were trying to show her the city and convince her to fall into this trap of the MRL morning show.
So as you reflect back on a year with the MRL show, I know there's a lot that happened, but what would be like one word to describe your year with us?
Regret. That's at the 2 year mark.
Yeah, that's it.
We're still in the honeymoon phase.
Applying for jobs.
No, one word. I would probably say like very authentic. Like I would use that word to describe it because not only, I mean, it's been great. Like there's definitely been ups and downs for, you know, just like anything with any change, like job related, personal life related, there's definitely been those. But if anything, I think working with you guys has taught me the importance of authenticity.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's been cool.
That is cool.
Do you want to, can you read your Instagram post for everyone?
I mean, I don't have it on me, but
I think it's good.
Oh, she really did. She did a post about
it.
Yeah.
No,
this is great. I don't know it.
It's very little about us. It's more about her. Come on, it's really good. Right. Read it.
You really want me to read it?
I love how my ego was like, "Ooh, something about me. I want to hear."
Psych. Okay, so I posted on Instagram a year ago. I made the move to Charlotte. A lot has happened in a year. I've lost friends. I've made friends. I've realized that social media isn't somebody's life. It's just what they want someone to see from the outside looking in.
Whoa.
And I'm guilty of it due to my own insecurities. I've done a lot of wrong. I've done a lot of right. I'm not perfect, and I've never pretended to be. But if there's anything I have learned in the past year, it's that I'm on the right path. I'm on the way to becoming the producer I want to be. I'm on the way to becoming the friend that I want to be, the girlfriend I want to be, the daughter I want to be, and the coworker I want to be. I'm on the way to becoming the person I want to be. I'll be better this year than I was last year.
Oh, but you were really good last year.
Imagine how good you'll be next year.
I know.
That's a really deep post.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I think over the past year I've learned the importance of being authentic. And definitely in this year of my life, I've like learned how to be self-aware of myself and like certain things that I do where it's like, I didn't really want to do that. I did that because I'm feeling insecure right now, so I felt like I needed to do this or, you know, like certain things.
But you've also grown a lot in the last year. I mean, when you got here from a work standpoint, you know, you've learned the building. You know what to do. You know that what we're capable of doing and what you need to do for us. That type of thing. You know what I mean? From a producer standpoint.
And I remember when you first started, we would have meetings without you and we're like, we can't throw everything on her at one time. Like, she'll run.
Yeah.
Like, we have to ease her into
Right. But now, like, you run the entire internship program. Yeah. You're in charge of all of our social media posts. You're in charge of the video production. And so you've done it all. So
something comes up. We're like, Nicole.
Yeah.
Help us.
We're going to buy you lunch today in honor of your 1 year anniversary.
No, I'm on a diet.
That's fine.
You get to pick the place,
then. Yeah, it's whatever you want. If we have to eat grass, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful. I'm for it.
Where would you go? Your favorite vegan place?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That threw me off.
Can we just go for wings? Because you also like those things, too.
Sushi.
Can we break the diet?
Yeah, we can do sushi.
Well, Listen, we are so proud to have you on the show. And I just want many more years with all of us. And we're here for 5 more years. And we're going to get you re-signed for more time, too. And we're happy that you're here. We're glad it's been a year.
And from what I understand, the show that she left up in Raleigh is breaking apart after we took the first Lego out, then another Lego left.
And then another producer left.
Yeah.
No, they're fine.
I know.
They still get the foundation of the show.
There you go. All right. We made the big move from Raleigh down to Charlotte. Good.
Thanks, Nicole. Two and a half hour move.
Yeah.
We love you, Nicole. Thanks for being here.
Before we go to break, though, I did want to bring these up. Nicole, you can stay in here for this because Roy told me during commercial, and if you're on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, you would have heard it, but he goes, I got to go to the dentist. My teeth are killing me. Not my tooth. Ugh. My teeth.
It's a whole side. It's like the whole left side, upside. It's just killing me. It's like 5 of them.
And it's funny that you said that because I pulled this article from the Daily Mail. These are bizarre questions that people ask dentists. A new survey of dentists say that common questions include whether they should be brushing their teeth at all and whether they should be doing it with a manual or electric toothbrush. That tops the list. But here are some of the bizarre questions that dentists have been asked. Why do I have to brush my teeth when my dog doesn't have to? You know, the dogs eat those biscuits, and the biscuits are supposed to be good for your teeth and stuff.
Yeah, they're so hard that they make the plaque fall off.
Yeah, but the dog's teeth are not the prettiest, and they stink.
Yeah, that's why you have to get them cleaned yearly. Yeah.
Okay. I told you guys, my dog has two teeth, so I think that's a prime example.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but how old is your dog in people years?
No, he's like 100.
Those people lose their teeth, too.
Someone asked a dentist, what is floss? Is it okay if I swallow it?
Swallow your floss?
It's a good question, though. Like, what is floss? I mean, we say get us floss. It's not
string.
Paper.
It's a string.
With wax on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And no, you can't swallow that.
Right. You're not supposed to flush it, by the way, Loren.
I don't.
Good.
You put it in the trash can.
Yes.
When you're done with it.
Why'd she point?
It tangles up.
Point
I,
to you?
I don't even use regular floss. I use those, like, fancy little U things.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Those
keyword.
Are
fancy.
No,
yeah.
But they're good.
They're,
I use a
Kanye
best.
Brand.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is my filling going to melt if I eat something really hot or drink hot coffee? And those are questions that people have actually asked the dentist.
Okay.
Will my gum disease eat my face?
No, it's gum disease.
Good question, though. How far is it going to go? Like, how does it know just to stay around my
how about
my
we
gums?
Just get rid of the gum disease.
Amen to that.
Is it okay only to brush my teeth once a week?
No.
We know the answer. Yes.
They're single.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you take one of my teeth from the back and fill in the gap up front?
transplant? That's funny.
You know, a legitimate question I want to ask a dentist is how come I can brush my teeth at nighttime, and then when I wake up, they still feel unclean, and you brush them again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens when you sleep to make your teeth disgusting?
Aliens come down.
Probably
and have
because
a party.
you're not you know? Opening your mouth. So like you go X amount of hours
without
opening your mouth. So like,
well, there's still bacteria in your mouth. Yeah, even so after you brush,
is this brewing overnight.
Yeah, so then it just like chills.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I know. Bless all the dentists and all the hygienists and everybody that works in a dentist office because it's like ugh.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Up next, should it be illegal for bosses to send employees work emails after hours? One city is proposing a bill that will prevent that from happening.
Amen. I hope it's Charlotte.
All right. Let's get into it. Lesson 10.
Now it's your turn. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we ask you the question, what is the strangest thing your boss asked you to do? 704-570-9595. Huh. It doesn't even have to be something personal, but I do know that there's people who are like, I had to go get his dry cleaning and I'm in accounting.
So I had a boss when I lived in Florida who asked me to pick out his wife's birthday present.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I think it went great.
I mean, weren't you afraid that maybe if she doesn't like it, your boss is going to come back to you?
No. I mean, like, I knew his wife, mm-hmm. so it's like I knew what she liked, but he, A, didn't have time to do it, and B, I liked to shop, so it was a win-win.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't your money. Win-win-win.
Exactly.
Yeah, Lauren likes spending other people's money. I don't blame you. Yeah, I think the weirdest thing my boss did, when it would snow, for whatever reason, the office, nobody wanted to drive in it. So, like, it was my job to take the station vehicle to pick everybody up.
You were the ski patrol.
Yeah, so they put me up in a hotel right next to the radio station, and then like at 3 a.m. I would start picking up the morning shows.
Wow.
And then I'd pick up office people.
You were good in the snow, huh?
I think just people were a bit of a diva, and they didn't want to drive in the snow, and so they sent a part-timer to go do
right.
it.
They knew somebody would pick them up.
Yeah.
What was the strange request that your boss asked you to do? 704-570-9595. This all stems from a new bill that's on the table in New York City that would give employees the, quote, right to disconnect from their employers. The bill proposes a $250 fine to any employer who punishes their employee for not responding to calls, emails, texts, or instant messages after regular working hours, Monday through Friday, all day Saturday and Sunday.
I didn't realize that people actually got punished for that. I know they, like, heard it from their bosses.
Yeah.
But, like, what would a punishment be? What, are you going to write up for that?
Yeah, who knows? Or lose money?
Yeah.
Like Dallas is in the sales business.
Yeah,
what if Dallas
true.
Didn't return an email and they're like, hey, we sent it to you Friday at 7:30. You got to be on it. Like, no. You right. know, everybody needs to understand that work hours.
Right.
You know, you go to a store, they got hours. It's no different in real life.
We deal with that. This radio is different. So, like, we
never stop.
I mean, our 5 p.m. I mean, you got to think we get here so early in the morning. Our 5 p.m. is 11 a.m. or noon. And so, but it's still people don't operate that way. We mm-hmm. get emails and phone calls until, you know.
So
into business.
We leave here, let's say, 12:30 on average. Yeah. That means that I'm off until 3:30. I'll check email. Then again, at definitely at 5, because a lot of the 3:30 emails have to have responses by 5.
Right.
And you want to get them in before people here leave. So, you know, we have a little we have afternoon hours, too.
Right. One thing I loved about 911 is that when I was off, I mean, I was off. I didn't have to check an email because my job was that shift, answering 911 calls from 7P to 7A. So, like, there was no need for me to follow up on an email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas our stuff is a bit different.
Council members in New York City who want to propose this right to disconnect bill, which would fine employers $250 if an employee got in trouble for not responding in off hours, they say it would benefit both the employee and the workplace culture as a whole. They feel the bill will help create some accountability amongst managers to regulate after-work communication and to nurture a healthier, more respectful work relationship.
I kind of agree with that.
Me too. It sounds like a mouthful. But it's true. What's the weird thing that your boss asked you to do? 704-570-9595 or at the MRL show?
Let's bring in Danielle from Charlotte. Danielle, you're on the MRL morning show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. So what's the strange thing your boss asked of you?
So my boss had recently gotten her battery replaced in her pacemaker, and in the office in front of everyone asked me if I would check her incision. And she lifted up the side of her shirt, and, yeah, it was very strange, but I did what she requested.
Way to go, that Danielle, that you were the one that she entrusted most to check her incision.
Exactly.
So. Either you were flattered.
Yeah, either you have a medical history or it doesn't say a lot for your office.
A little strange, but I did it. She's my boss, so do what they ask.
That's funny. Thanks, Danielle. Tweets coming into at the MRL show. I was asked to pick up my boss's kids from work. It's so crazy. She had to leave work, go pick up the boss's kids, and then bring them home, not even bring them back to work.
Well, you're not their nanny.
My boss asked me to help fill out adoption papers, which I thought was great, but it took forever, and I had to keep asking him questions that he should have known the answers to. Another person says I had to print giant canvas-sized photos of his face.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, my parents did that.
They were needed for a party, apparently. He also needed 2 gold thrones after the party. The giant prints of my boss's face were put up in our office everywhere.
Oh, man. But my parents, my graduation photo, they have a massive, I mean, it has to be the size of this poster that says Kiss behind me of my graduation photo. And it hangs up in a room that nobody ever goes into.
Oh, my
into.
Gosh, you guys still have it.
Oh, but me and my sister side by side.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. Awesome. And it's massive. And I'm like, take it down.
Oh, that's so
it's
funny.
It's like the shrine to you and Alyssa. Yeah.
I hate it.
All right, the weird thing that your boss asked you to do that you were like, okay, I mean, you're my boss, so I'll do it. 704-570-9595. We're going to talk about that with your phone calls. But also, Roy, you're getting a lot of feedback from the big life-changing event that you mentioned earlier this morning.
Yes, I fell in love, and I may have to act on it.
Okay, so we'll come into more conversation with that, all coming up here on the MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
$1,000 in just about 2 hours from now with our friend Cameron. In the KISS cash code, where all you do is listen to the code word, you text it, and you wait for a callback. Is it a callback? It's a callback, right? Not a text back.
Yeah, we call you.
Yeah, so you might get a return call from a random number, but they're calling to tell you, congratulations, you've won $1,000.
Right.
And you really don't have to do anything. You don't have to get a side hustle, nothing like that. And that's coming up at 11 with Cameron.
All right, let's bring in Jacqueline from Concord. You're on the MRL Morning Show. What's the strange thing your boss asked you to do?
Okay, well, I do sales and finance, and this was my previous employer. And he had me pull his weeds in his garden and cook his breakfast every morning.
What does he have you do?
Cook his breakfast every morning.
But did you say pull his weeds?
In the garden, yeah.
Do you work out of his house?
Well, he had a garden in the back of the car lot.
Oh, okay.
And why did you find it okay to say yes? I mean, were you fearful for your job if you said no?
Well, yeah. Yeah, kind of. And I was the only employee. I was, yeah, pretty much.
Man.
Gotta keep your job.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jacqueline. Strange things that your boss asked you to do. 704-570-9595. We got a tweet from someone who said, my boss asked me to clean her toenails because she couldn't reach.
Yuck.
Clean.
No, I don't think you could pay me enough to touch somebody's feet. I'm just not a foot person.
Is that a quittable offense for you?
100%.
Yeah, I think Wendy and Gaffney thinks the same thing. She's laughing.
What do you think, Wendy?
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, come on. This happens in real life. Are you kidding me?
What'd you have to do?
I had to clean the spots on the carpet and buy everybody's lunch. I thought that was bad enough. I worked in a beauty shop, and I was late for a meeting, and that was my punishment. I had to buy lunch and clean the spots on the carpet.
I had to buy lunch?
Did they make you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it might have been like a ha-ha thing. You know,
yeah,
like you're
lunch
late.
Is on you.
Yeah, lunch is on you.
Last one to the meeting buys lunch.
That's the lunch I'd be buying a steak, I'll tell you that much.
I didn't have to pull weights or clean toenails.
Yeah, you're right. It could have been toenails, yeah.
Hold on, since Wendy's on the phone and I love her laugh, these are some other text tweets that we're getting to at the MRL show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone asked me to help book his son's birthday party. His son was 4. I had to buy a bouncy castle, book a clown, Loren, and make sure all the food was catered. Took me 5 days to make sure everything was good.
Well, who is that? Because I want to see if maybe we can hire him.
Yeah.
Someone said, I work in customer service. My boss hated one customer and kept asking me repeatedly to mess with her and tell her credit card was declined when it wasn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Just stay in your lane.
Here we go. You're going to like this one. Wendy, you ready? My boss asked me to double stick tape her shirt to her boobs.
What?
I'm a woman, but it's still awkward. Please don't use my name.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. Have a great day.
I love your laugh.
I know.
She's the best.
Remember, that's like we had an old producer named Victoria, and she would always laugh at my jokes. Yeah. And I'm like, you will always have a job.
I want Wendy to just walk around
and laughing at the MRL show.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We hope we make you laugh every day, Wendy.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. She didn't say you do. Sean in Rock Hill, we lost him, but his boss asked him to take his daughter out on a date and even gave him $100 for it.
Whoa.
Nice.
I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly too.
Oh, you know, we can't take anonymous. It's disgusting. It has to do with the mess in the bathroom, though.
Oh, no.
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, so earlier on the show, Roy, you had mentioned that you got a new love in your life, but wait, you have a boyfriend. Who's the new love?
You had a whole thing there.
Alas.
On an all-new episode of the MRO show. Uh-huh. So we, at the Cinco de Pupo, there was North Mech Animal Rescue. And one of the dogs there named Carmen, 3 years old, and nobody wants her. No, and I do. Mm. I fell in love with
her. You guys had an instant connection.
We did, and she's not my type at all. I mean, she's not. I'm into bulldogs and lap dogs, and she's neither. She's like a medium-sized dog, beagle feist type of thing. And tomorrow at 6:45, Sterling is going to go meet Carmen for the first time because I can't raise Carmen on my own. I have to have another person.
So there's a lot that goes into raising a dog, Loren, and I know. Roy, you had a dog, but you had it with a family, so it didn't just fall strictly on you.
I had one with a previous ex. Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you know what goes into it. So we asked people on Instagram in a poll at the MRL show, and you can also see the picture of Carmen there, of Roy holding Carmen.
And it says, will Roy adopt Carmen?
What's the results?
The results are 88% yes, 12% no.
Yeah, here's the thing. Well, it's 9% no now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. But I want to know. I'm like, who's voting no?
Oh, let me tell you.
Who is voting no?
Oh, I can pull it up.
Wait, we don't have to call the person out. The question is why they say no, which could be reasonable. Like,
well, that's true. Because, I mean, you guys know how I feel.
Like, maybe somebody's against adoption.
Nobody's against adoption. They may have just lost a love in their life.
But I do want to know, like, why they wrote no.
Oh, my God, it's Sterling.
All right, if you are...
Your boyfriend voted no on the poll.
Yeah.
So when you told him on Saturday after Cinco de Pupo...
Yes, he was immediately against it.
What'd you say? How'd you break it to him?
I said, hey, I've sent him photos, and I said, I'm taking her home today.
And his response
and
was?
His immediate response was...
Didn't ask, just that I'm taking her
home. Yeah, I'm taking her home. He called and was like, I don't know if we're ready. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Good, I like the way he thinks. You got to think it through rather than making a hasty decision.
And I said, okay, well, let's genuinely talk about it. And I had a connection with the dog, mm-hmm. and maybe you will too. So he was at the Carolina Place Mall shopping, so I went to go pick him up to bring back to Cinco de Pepo to meet Carmen. And mm-hmm. Carmen was already gone with her foster parents. So we thought about it. We've talked it over with friends, and we're, you know, coming up with a schedule. And now it's like finding a dog daycare and... making sure things are arranged and making sure that we can actually, in our schedule, prepare to handle that.
And if Carmen's going to be a good apartment dog.
Right. Like tomorrow, that's like all the questions I'm going to ask. Like, will she bark at every noise? How is she with other animals? You know, there's all these different things I want to know about Carmen.
Are you prepared to walk away if it's not the right fit?
I'm immediately prepared to walk away if Sterling doesn't have the, because you have to have that connection. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to be like, okay, yeah, because Roy likes it. Mm-hmm. No, it needs to be you're in love with it too. And then if the dog...
Roy quick to walk away from Carmen.
Well...
Immediately, you said. I will immediately walk away.
Yeah, because, I mean, I need him. Oh, yeah. I'm three and nobody wants me.
I have to go live with a family.
I have to go to the suburbs and live on a farm now. I can't live in your apartment. Okay, Carmen, come home. It's fine. I want to live in Southend. I'm a Southend dog.
All right, we'll update you on this Wednesday morning after the big meeting. It's the MRL Morning Show.